Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Now, welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats, joined by Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you hosted your annual Invitational on Friday and Saturday and finished in fifth place as a team. You got a first-place finish for Zane Colson, who's now 16-0 at 152 pounds for you and had a real nice tournament. And four other kids placed, and I'm sure you'll go through that. But just overall, what were your thoughts of the way the kids wrestled and how they fared at your home invite this weekend?
Well, I was very pleased with our team results. As you said, we medaled five kids, and you're right, Zane did have a really good tournament and is really focused and really on a roll. His goal is to be a state champion this year, and he's right on target, and put together a great tournament, a real fine match, I thought, in the finals. Just a very conservative and good put together match, and just a good tournament by him. We had two fourth place finishers. River Paul was fourth at 195, and Creighton Johnson was fourth at 220, and both really tough, close matches for that third and fourth place medal, and we came up on the short end of both those matches. But those two kids put together great tournaments also and beat some good kids to do that. Freshman Forrest Tate Cadle ended up with finishing strong with a fifth-place medal at 132 pounds, and a sophomore for us, Mason Fuller, ended up sixth at 106 pounds. So those five kids put together great tournaments, and the rest of our team also contributed to our team score by winning matches, and we got some pins in there with those other kids, and some of our kids were completely outhorsed and outclassed some of our younger kids, but they stayed in there and battled and did some great things. So it was just together a good team, fifth place for us, and that's the highest that we finished in 5 or 6 years. So our kids had something to hold their head up about, the teams ahead of us were Blue Valley Southwest won the tournament with 198 points. Marysville was second with 184. Colby was third with 164. Abilene was fourth with 145. And then Beloit fifth with 99.5 out of 20 teams in the invite this year. So, like I said, very pleased with our results and the way our kids wrestled.
And we're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Take a time out. We'll come back. Go over what's coming up this week for the Trojan Wrestlers. Sharing our locker room chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Again, we're still with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. Coach, coming up your duels on the mats coming up on Thursday with Russell and Larned as you go to their place. And then coming up on Friday, you go to Hoisington with a round-robin tournament, varsity and JV. So what do you expect to see this week, and how excited are you to get back on the mats here at the end of the week?
Yeah, we're very excited. 2 weeks ago, having to take that Marysville tournament off, we're dying for competition. And we saw good competition this weekend at the Beloit Invite. And as you say, we travel to Russell on Thursday to see Russell and Larned. And we really don't know what neither of those teams have. I know Russell has some good quality kids in their lower weights. So we'll see what that encounters, and same with Larned. I really don't know what they have, but for sure Friday we're going to see a lot of action. Going to Hoisington, it's a round robin type tournament, and we get to bring our varsity and our JV kids and put them all into the pools for the round robin. So every one of our kids should see four or five matches, and we're very excited about that. That was a really good tournament for us last year, and we're looking forward to it again as far as getting matches against some quality kids. We'll see some different teams there. The teams involved are Beloit, Cimarron, Douglas, Goodland, Hillsboro, Hoisington, Marion, and Stafford. So, a few different teams there that we haven't seen, and as I say, it's all about getting competition and getting matches in. That's what we really need at this point, and it's really good to be able to travel with our whole team together, also the varsity and the JV, and getting all those kids matches. So, very much looking forward to this week's competition, and hope to do our best.
Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks for talking with us again this week, Coach, and best of luck out at Russell and Hoisington Thursday and Friday.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com.
Welcome back to our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Nate Brown joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, it's been a tough couple of weeks here. You haven't been able to get out and do anything competition-wise due to the weather that came in, or the threat of weather that was going to come in. So Oberlin, a week ago, then this past weekend to Thayer Central, Nebraska, you weren't able to go to that one either. So you've had some time off here. How much does that affect what you want to do and trying to get Lance some more matches here and things like that?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, that's what we're out for, is to go out on the mat and see if we've gained anything, and that's always kind of tough to do when you don't have those chances. But, you know, we work on what we need to work on and just try to, you know, maybe do a few things a little bit different just to keep your spirits up, I guess, because it does, you know, it does grind on you. I mean, it's a long season to begin with, and then when you don't get to go out and test your skills, it makes it a little tougher. But, you know, Lance is a good kid, you know, and so we've gone through some things. We did just take Friday off, and then we'll regroup, go this week pretty strong. And looks like the weather will be good for Red Cloud, and there's always good competition up there. So looking forward to going. And always a couple Kansas teams come up there. Lincoln and Russell will be there. And then, of course, a lot of Nebraska teams we get to compete against, that we won't see those guys ever again. So it'll be a good change for us, and looking forward to it for darn sure.
What's the difference you usually see when you go up to Nebraska compared to Kansas? I know we've talked about this before, but maybe for some of those people that aren't familiar with Nebraska wrestling.
Yeah, this year will be a little different with Lance, just experience-wise. But in the past, you know, our guys have always done real well up there at Hebron and Red Cloud. We always match up pretty well. But, there's some good kids up there, too. It's wrestling. I don't know if there's a whole lot, you know. They're doing some good things up there as well. It's, you know, referees. We don't know them, so we can't blame them on a referee, I guess, mm-hmm. or anything like that. So, that type of thing. But no, it's just fun. It's fun to get to know some of those other coaches, and they go through some of the same things we do with some lower enrollments. I know Red Cloud Blue Hill has just a couple kids out, and so, you know, they're struggling as well, like us, and so. We kind of talk about, you know, it's good to talk to some other people across the state lines and see what they're doing, and if anything, what can we do to bring wrestling to, you know, the whole area. And like I said, Nebraska's not too far away, so, you know, we all kind of struggle with these smaller towns and enrollment. But as far as wrestling, yeah, just get on the mat and put on the band and go.
Nate Brown, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck out at Red Cloud on Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rushart Corporation, SNS Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmen and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmen Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center, and by Nutrien Ag Solutions of Beloit.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Brock Hutchison joining us now, the head coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Team. Coach, you competed down at the Beloit Invitational this past weekend as you had two kids that placed there, medaled. Jaden Atwood at 138 got second, and a sixth place finish for Jacob Conrad at 152. Just kind of overall, how do you feel about the tournament there and the way the kids wrestled on Friday and Saturday?
Well, I thought our kids went out and competed. You know, it is a tough tournament. I don't think it was quite as tough without Washington Rule showing up and Chanute, but overall the competition was really good. You know, Marysville's got a really solid team, Blue Valley Southwest, top two teams there, and several others, Colby and Beloit had a great showing this weekend, and a lot of teams in there and a lot of diversified kids wrestled, and you know, I thought we did as well as we could. Colton Shoemaker wasn't able to wrestle for us. You know, that's quite a few points mm-hmm. down the drain, so you know, we probably have been a little higher than 15th, but thought we competed well. We had two kids just miss out placing rounds. We're ahead of the Beloit kid at 106, beating him, you know, pretty good, and got taken down, turned to our back right in the last 20 seconds, so lost that. And then Braille Spees lost a really, really, really close match to a kid that ended up placing very high in the tournament to place. So not too disappointed overall in the way our kids competed.
What's the biggest thing that you take away from that Invitational as you move forward then?
Like, you know, that I've always said, you know, that's kind of like your regional tournament, you know, for a 1A, 2A, 3A region, and you're going to have to wrestle about the same quality. You're going to have to beat somebody that's probably good to make it to state tournament if you want to do that, so we'll spend a little bit of today before practice talking a little bit about that before we get it in and nail it down the mats today.
I'm talking with Brock Hutchison, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmen Wrestling Team. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll go over what's coming up this week for the Redmen Wrestlers here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
New year, new deer. Start the new year off right with a new John Deere tractor from Landmark Implement. You'll find a wide selection of new John Deere tractors that will fit your operation needs at a price that's right for you. Going on now through January 31st on all new 7R, 8R, and 9R John Deere tractors, take advantage of a 12-month interest waiver followed by 4.9% fixed rate for 60 months. Visit your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Team. Thursday, coach, you have Norton at home in a duel there, Mid-Continent League foe. And then on Friday, you head out to Norton to their place for the Western Kansas Tournament of Champions. So what are you expecting to see over these next two, starting first with that duel with Norton? What do they bring to the table this year?
Well, Norton's always good, you know, no matter if it's a so-called down year for them, which I don't think this year is that one of those years. They're always good. They always compete very hard. So we're going to have our head screwed on and go out on the mat and get ready to wrestle with them. So that's about all you can expect with that. They're kind of rival. We're kind of rivals, you know. We don't necessarily hate each other or anything like that, but you know, when you compete against them in really anything, and they feel the same way, I think they want to beat us as bad as we want to beat them. So it'll be exciting. Hopefully we get the band playing and bring a little atmosphere to it as well.
Right. Nope. Go ahead. Just Friday. What do you have? What does that look like this year as far as the teams out there?
Well, you know, some of the Northwest Kansas schools got out of that tournament, so it's watered itself back down. There are a few schools that stayed in. I don't know who they are. I really couldn't tell you. I haven't even looked at it. I just entered our guys, and we're going to go there and just try to compete and do the best that we can with the guys that we have. We'll take 13 wrestlers there and just see what we can do.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the locker room. Chance Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck coming up this weekend.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Dusty.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center and Nutrient Ag Solutions of Beloit.
A new year means a new-to-you deer, and the best time to save on used equipment at Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, sprayer, or gator, every piece of equipment in pre-owned inventory is put through a rigorous inspection so it's ready to work hard for you. Learn more at LandmarkImp.com or stop into your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling head coach Tommy Knapp. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by NCKSSports.com.
And welcome back on the Wrestling Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Tommy Knapp, head coach of the Lincoln Wrestling Program. Coach, you competed out at the Beloit Invitational this past weekend. Had just two of your wrestlers there in Chance Bath and Trey Barrientos, but you had some good finishes and some good wins that they picked up here this weekend. Chance finished in fifth place. He did suffer his first two losses of the season, but just when you look at him individually, how much does he gain by a tournament like this as you move forward throughout the year?
He gained a lot. I mean, he wrestled a lot of wrestlers that he needed to wrestle. He had four tough matches, and he went 2-2 in those matches and 3-2 overall in the tournament. And that it was exceptionally good for him to wrestle kids of a higher caliber, and he needed it.
I'm sure you feel the same way about Trey, too, but how do you feel about the way he wrestled this weekend as well? He didn't place, but still got a win and was able to do some things this weekend.
Trey wrestled fine, and he got to wrestle some kids that he needed to wrestle as well. For example, he wrestled the Beloit kid earlier this year, and honestly, the Beloit kid did much pinned us last time we wrestled him, and this time I think we lost 6-2, I think, was the final. So we're getting better. We're closing the gap. We're improving. We're wrestling, and we're getting better.
And we're talking with Tommy Knapp right now, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team. And we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Lincoln here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Tommy Knapp, coach of the Lincoln wrestling team. Coach, this weekend, the Warcat Invitational, Red Cloud, Nebraska, is where you head on Saturday. Just overall, from what you've seen, maybe in the past as an assistant coach at this tournament and seeing what they bring to the table, what do you expect at that tournament on Saturday?
I think it'll be a very good tournament for us to get a go to. It's a tournament where you can bring both your varsity. You can have more than one wrestler to weight, which is very beneficial for us because we're doubled up in several weight classes. And there's quite a few good kids, and there's also some more inexperienced kids. So all of our kids should have good matches that they will have to wrestle. So and find some even level skill, even skill level. So it'll be good for the kids.
I know when you go up north, there's sometimes a different style of wrestling up there too. What's different about going to Nebraska to wrestle, wrestling wise, and just the way they operate up there?
Well, the way they operate is they require on-site weigh-in, which is obviously different from Kansas for the regular season. And so that's kind of a different feel, and it's good for us to have to do that before the regionals and state tournament. I think that's actually a very nice thing about the tournament, is to kind of see how that works or whatever, so that it's not as shocking when we get there. And then the wrestling, they just do some things. Like, for the wrestling's wrestling, but they definitely do have a little bit of a different style. They maybe don't run the exact same move sets as we do. Maybe a little bit more pass by. I have noticed that. I have noticed a little bit more throwing, but other than that, for the most part, Nebraska kids are like Kansas kids. They wrestle pretty similar.
That's Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard wrestling team, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck at Red Cloud on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams, and Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Rush Art Corporation, SNS Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.